Hi, I'm Gabriel Tarak, and I'm CEO of Preemptive Solutions. Preemptive Solutions helps you lower the cost of knowing how your applications are being used in the wild, and we also help you protect your applications. We help you lower the cost of knowing because very easily through Visual Studio you can check off the things you'd like to track, and then in a very non-intrusive way we can collect that information and pull it into the systems that you currently use. So whether you're interested in tracking usage, performance, stability, and pulling it, connecting it with other business information, we can provide that to you in a very easy to use and robust solution. And I'm a Microsoft Solutions advocate.
My name is Murray Gordon. I'm an ISV architect evangelist with Microsoft Corporation, and I'm here today with Gabriel Tarak from Preemptive Solutions. Gabriel, go ahead and tell us a little bit about your company.
Hi, I'm Gabriel Tarak, CEO of Preemptive Solutions. We're the makers of DoppiSkater. DoppiSkater ships inside Visual Studio, for those of you who don't know, and it helps you protect your applications, and the new version also allows you to analyze how those applications are being used in the wild.
Right on. And so what are some of the things that you found really interesting here at PDC?
Well, PDC, I always like PDC because it's a forward-looking show. So it's wonderful to sort of learn Microsoft's roadmap and you know, some of the new things they're doing. I especially like the stuff around Azure. The ability to allow Azure to accept more and more types of applications is really important for us.
Now, and give everybody kind of an understanding of the history of your company, your applications, where you are now, and then where you're going with the future. Give us a little bit about your roadmap and how it might help them.
Those are great questions. So starting in about 2003, we started shipping a product called DoppiSkater inside Visual Studio. And DoppiSkater is a code protection tool that makes it, you know, very difficult for someone to reverse engineer and tamper with your applications. But DoppiSkater really at its underlying level is an instrumentation platform. So in addition to protecting your applications and allowing you to do shelf life and tamper detection and reporting, all those things it can do, it could also inject functionality to allow you to understand how your applications are being used in the wild. So for example, if you're interested in measuring performance or stability or, you know, creating your own customer experience improvement program, without writing any code, just by checking off the things you want to track and what you want to do, DoppiSkater can inject all that functionality, and then your applications, no matter where they're running, whether they're running on Azure, whether they're running in Silverlight, whether they're running on a desktop, whether they're running on a web, can stream the information, and that information can be collected, it can be integrated with other Microsoft solutions, for example, Visual Studio. We can display the code usage right within Visual Studio so that as you're developing software, you now have information about how that software is performing in the wild that you can use to make better decisions quicker.
Okay.
Now, from a customer, what would your typical customer look like? Would it be a large ISV? Would it be an enterprise?
You know,
where do you guys find yourself?
It varies all over the map. We've got about 4,000 customers worldwide. I would say about half of them are ISVs. But then the other half, vary. We've got probably 400 out of the 500 Fortune 500 companies here in the U.S. About a third of our business is in Europe. So, you know, it really does span a large group.
Now, if there's a smaller ISV that might be out there listening to us and they want to have that kind of functionality in their applications, is it something that's feasible for them?
Oh,
is it a good application for them and for the Fortune 500?
Absolutely. It scales both up and down. Our pricing model is such that it makes sense, you know, at different extremes. We're trying to solve a problem that, you know, both ISVs and corporations have. Now, the specific things they're doing might be slightly different, but the problems are similar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you were in the keynotes last week at Dev Connections. Tell me a little bit about that.
So this was in Las Vegas last week with Dave Menland, and we demoed Runtime Intelligence. So I basically went through and showed the integrations with Visual Studio that are available, you know, with runtime intelligence. So we showed the Architect Explorer, and we showed how data from the field usage coverage could be streamed back and aggregated with code coverage data. So the code coverage data could change the color of the nodes depending on how well you've tested certain, you know, pieces of functionality in your application. Mm-hmm. And the size could be represented by how frequently those functions were being used in the field. So something that's large in red obviously indicates that maybe there's a gap between your testing procedures and how the app is actually being used in the field.
Okay.
So, and then you could also drill down in, you know, clicking on that, you could drill down into the code editor, and you could actually see, for example, if you're tracking certain methods, you could see how they're being used in the field. You could see, did their usage patterns change over time, what parameters are being passed in. You could see things like, are there thresholds that are now failing based on criteria you've set? So maybe an indication that maybe something isn't performing the way it should, or that it's being used a lot more than it used to, so make sure to retest the code coverage stuff. Stability information. But all this information can be pulled back into Visual Studio and then give you, the developer, architect, tester, a way of using that data to make better decisions faster.
Oh, that's great. So it's like basically a black box for your application out in the field.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah,
almost.
It's feeding that information back.
Exactly, and it creates a heat map of where you need to be paying, you know, more attention.
Okay.
Well, tell me a little bit about your roadmap with Visual Studio 2010.
So in Visual Studio 2010, DoffyScaters, you know, still in there, does all the great things it did before with code protection, but now the new thing...
And there's actually a free version that comes with Visual Studio.
There's a free version that's inside Visual Studio. It's right off the tools menu, so mm-hmm. all of you out there that have Visual Studio, 2003 or later, mm-hmm. it's in there. Starting in 2010, it now there's a new tab in there for instrumentation, and you can instrument your applications with the free version in Visual Studio to stream back messages.
Okay.
So you can check off things that you're interested in tracking, and it will send the information back. Now, just like with any of our products, you know, the free version is fully functional, but it mm-hmm. has limitations because obviously
gotcha.
We're trying to sell the full version. But it's out there. It works great. Can give you a lot of very useful, actionable information that can help you make your software better.
So ISVs and enterprises can move into parts of your application for free with Visual Studio 2010.
Absolutely.
More of the instrumentation pieces.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
I really appreciate it,
Thank
Gabriel.
You for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right.